Thank you for standing by. Today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. If you need assistance during your call, please press star then zero. You may begin.
Thank you. Sorry about that, Mikey. I'll just quickly go through who's on the call, and then I'll leave it all over to you.
Gisela, at the end of that, if you want to drop off the call and just send me the meeting view gizmo, I can do the meeting view.
No worries, Gov. I've got another call that starts in 15 minutes, so I'll be monitoring this in any case if anything goes wrong. Just to let you know that on today's vertical integration analysis team on Monday the 26th of April, we have Barry Cobb, Volker Greimann, Mike O'Connor, Richard Tindall. From staff, we have Mike Zubke, myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Jean-Christophe Vigne, from Margie Milam, and Roberto Gaetano. Might try and join the call, and if he doesn't, he does send his apologies. Over to you, Mikey.
And really over to you, Barry.
Okay.
Let me just do that little spiel that I did before we started the recording, just to get that on the recording.
Yep, go for it.
So the goal of the VI working group is to get the consensus around something. And I've been brainstorming with Roberto on lots of different vehicles to get us there. That's where the poll came from. That's where the proposal stuff came from. The Matrix, Mike, it's great to have you on the call, came from. And this analysis team is another one of those ideas. The thought behind the analysis team was to come up with a framework that's outside of the advocacy framework by which we might be able to shed more light on the consensus stuff. So if this works, terrific. If it doesn't, you have the ever-present option of blaming me for it not working, because this is sort of my idea. And so I don't want you to feel a huge amount of pressure to live up to. If we can come up with an additional lens by which we can evaluate consensus and ideas that are going into proposals, that's fantastic. If it turns out that simply going through the chunks of the proposals, the way Mike has started to break them apart, and find consensus that way, that's fine as well. So consider yourselves sort of lab rats in a way. You're part of an experiment, and the sky's the limit. So there was my rant. That was said before the recording started. Now I'll wind down. Barry, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Mikey. I concur. My whole goal for this was to definitely create some sort of analytical tool, if you will, by which we can evaluate these.
You know, he was doing so well, and then he dropped off the call.
It's Alan here. I've joined the call. Is there an Acrobat session for this?
Not right now.
Okay.
I just put myself on mute because I'm in a breezeway, and that's the only quiet place that I can have around here without losing a signal. I agree. We're trying to find some sort of method or tool by which, you know, we can put align these things right next to each other and see where the gaps are, essentially. You know, several of them all have components that address co-ownership as an example, whereas others may not have areas that – sorry, I'm going to put myself on mute again.
While you're on mute, Barry, I'm going to throw a question to Zupke. And this is one for you to consider, Mike. What would be the possibility of chopping off the columns on the matrix that you've built and just send us the categories that you've identified so that you're not revealing the answers yet until until you've had a chance to talk to proposers, but you could share the framework.
I think we could do that. I think my own kind of personal concern is that showing, having the columns that show each of the proposers sort of alignment with each of the issues helps to show that there's consensus and where it is. I think that if you just look at the columns or the main column with all of the different sort of the concepts or the issues that each of the proposers puts forward, it looks a little daunting to me. I mean, because there are areas where there's sort of subtle disagreement. And I'm happy to do that. The other thing is that, I think, three or four proposals came in the last day or so, and none of those are reflected in there, so it could be that there's a lot less similarity than than there was when I showed you the thing last week, so it's going to take me a little bit of time to add the extra rows for each of those potentially new concepts or principles that are that need to be reflected in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Do you have a sense of timing on when you think you're going to be able to get out to the proposers and back? Because you're suddenly kind of the critical path, you lucky dog.
Yeah.
And I didn't intend this to happen, but that's what happens on projects, is suddenly somebody gets stuck in the hot seat. And I'm just curious what your sense in terms of timing is.
Yeah, well, I don't think it has to take a lot of time. It's if people would stop proposing stuff, that would be helpful. but actually, in seriousness, and this is kind of, I mentioned this to you in my email last week, and I think that there's kind of this sense among the large group right now that we're looking at proposals as potential alternatives, and that we're going to settle on one, and that the group is going to sort of, kind of pick at that and try to tweak that one proposal. And so, my own personal idea would be that instead of looking at these as alternatives, that we would, take this matrix that I've been working on and say, okay, here are all the individual concepts among all the proposals that have been put forward. Let's stop looking at them as individual proposals, but instead say, here is a concept that, me as a member of the working group that I can get behind and that maybe there's consensus around. And so, I think that unless new things are being proposed, and it looks like actually, this thing that came from John Nevitt and Jeff Newman actually addresses some issues that I think, we're kind of in the penumbras before, talking about resellers and talking in a little bit more detail about back-end registry operators. I think that those are things that are good to have, that good to talk about, but I think that, to the extent that people are proposing things that are, in alignment with previous things, I think that, it will kind of slow us down or sort of bog down the processing of them. So I put the question in chat sort of toward the end of the call, but maybe I'm not in charge of shutting the door, but maybe if there were a way to sort of say, okay, speak now or forever, free to put this in your discussions later, but not in the form of a proposal, I think that might be helpful.
Well, I think
so anyway, I didn't really answer your question,
Well, I think the way out of this conundrum is that I think what Roberto was talking about, he was better at articulating it than me, is that pretty soon the concept of proposal starts to disappear.
Right.
And what we need in order to shift people from, proposals is what's working at the moment, so that's the vehicle that people are using. And that's why I think the matrix is so important, is because I think once the matrix is there, then what people will do is they will start proposing rows for the matrix if they don't see one.
Right.
And then they'll start lobbying for positions on the rows. And that's why you're in the hot seat, is because I think once your matrix gets out there, the proposals will stop. And
yeah, so it's kind of a vicious circle right now that, I'm trying to catch up.
Well, one way to do it, one way to do it is not to go out to all the proposers. I would bequeath upon you some co-chair privilege to go out to the proposals that came before this last flurry. Get their approval. So that's the ones, that are in your matrix already. Get that as quick as you can, like within the next few days. Publish what you've got with the promise that you will add the rest of them PDQ, and encourage those late proposers to simply fill in their own blanks as a way to speed. because I really think it's going to be really helpful to focus the conversation on your grid rather than on more proposals. And the best way to do it is to just get the grid out there as quick as we can.
Right. So you know, and I think that's doable. The only thing that I think is a little bit harder, you know, I mean, we could put this thing in the wiki as a chart that people could modify, but I think that so, for people who obviously haven't seen this, you know, the way that it's laid out is I went through every single proposal that was received by, you know, last week Friday, and I tried to pull out line by line every principle that, you know, that I could sort of identify in each proposal, and I lined them all up down the chart, except to the extent that there were sort of things that I found were you know, duplicates, and so there was just one row, and then the columns represent each proposer or each proposal, and, you know, I checked whether or not that proposal seems to agree with that principle. And so, you know, the delay that, you know, that Mikey and I are talking about is that, you know, we've talked about, you know, kind of getting the approval of people, because I don't feel real comfortable trying to, you know, define what people are saying, particularly as staff, and you know, I don't want to be accused of putting words in anybody's mouth. But so the risk, though, I think, is that adding new rows becomes hard because it's sort of organized by concepts. And so, you know, I'd like to try to keep it organized. And so I think, in particular, you know, some of these things that came in recently do have some what, you know, what I think would be new rows in the chart. They've sort of identified new principles. And so, you know, I think in order to not make this thing get, you know, really ugly and sort of cumbersome later, it would be good if we could try to put that out and at least get the first one out and make it look good.
What? Quality of work?
Yeah.
You're not hanging out with the right guy, buddy.
Mikey, this is Barry.
Go ahead.
Richard, hold on just a second, please. So, yes, to what Mike was saying, or I definitely believe what we'll wind up coming up with is probably a hybrid as opposed to individual proposals. I had mentioned that last week, and so enough about that. Mikey, the question to you, though, in reference to, you know, what are we going to do about this analysis subteam, absent of the contribution we made last week in the subteam of performing analysis via a lens of the stakeholders, registry, registrar, registrant, consumer kind of stuff, I almost feel like we're duplicating work here from the effort that Mike's doing already. And so I guess absent of not seeing any of that work, I almost feel like I'm kind of at a loss for where we go from here beyond the analysis component that we ended with last week.
Yeah, and I think that's partly my fault. Well, it's mostly my fault. This idea came up sort of at the same time as the grid idea came up, and it may be much simpler to just let the grid drive us for now, but keep the team together kind of with the skeptic's view that says, no, wait a minute, you're completely missing a gigantic point. And we, the analysis team, are sort of the watchdogs to make sure that those gigantic points, either concepts that go into the consensus or other points, don't get missed. And I would be perfectly comfortable with that sort of a role, at least for a week or two, and then maybe as things get a little bit further down the line, it will become clearer to us.
Mikey, it's Alan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, Alan. We had Richard in the queue. Just to respond, I agree. The analysis is the matrix is the analysis at this point, in my perspective. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, good question, Mike. Have we seen your rows yet?
Say again.
Have we seen your rows yet? Rows, R-O-W-S.
No.
Okay. I might have missed that. No worries. So you're going to send that out as soon as you're able, huh?
Yeah, Mike and I were debating, this is Mikey, what Mike Zupke and I were debating is sort of when. I think maybe what we should do is, Zupke, why don't you and I have a chat about this after this call? We'll just either stay on the call or call each other
I don't mean with I don't mean with the data included for each proposal. I just mean the actual headings.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, that was sort of the suggestion I had at the beginning. I don't think that you have to worry a whole lot. It's a pretty solid list. I think that if you just stripped off column A and shipped it out to us, that it would at least give folks a pretty good sense of where you're at the moment. Everything about this working group is iterative. People aren't going to be shy about encouraging you to tweak a concept or add a concept. So if you're feeling naked out there, feel free to hide behind me and let me take the bullets. That's my job as co-chair, is to take bullets.
Again, I've done a grid myself. It's not really evaluation factors. It's just factors of like what is each proposal saying. So it's only got about 8 rows, if you like. But I'll fire that off to everyone on this group shortly.
Yeah.
But I don't
know, Mike. Mike Zupke, are you okay doing that as well?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to do that.
You know, I think ultra super draft with lots of iteration is a good thing, and it'll give folks on the analysis team something to chew on, which I think is very useful.
Yeah, this is Richard again. I agree with the previous comment that I don't think we're going to. Well, I think we're going to find bits and pieces from each proposal. I'm already seeing something of a consensus on the exceptions issues and how we'd handle the exceptions.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a consensus on equivalent access to registrars. So it's where we're clearly not going to, in my view, have consensus yet. Is the just the very notion of what cross ownership limit for like standard CLDs?
Yeah, I think that's right. But you know, you never know. I mean, it's kind of a matter of timing. So we'll see. But
I agree with that.
You know,
hey, Alan, you were in the queue.
Yeah, I must admit, I feel somewhat like a voyeur listening to a private conversation, talking about something which I'm not allowed to see at this point. It's very difficult to comment on whether this group has a meaning or whether the concepts we talked about in our last meeting are covered without having a clue exactly what we're talking about. You know, it may well be that this matrix you're talking about addresses everything and we don't have a purpose. I suspect that's not the case, but let's get something out there so we can talk about substance, not just have 12 people or whoever's on this call, you know, listening to a discussion that we really have no ability to comment on.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Well, in the absence of that, that's pretty much all I have until we Alan's point, until we kind of see what we're dealing with. I'm not sure I have anything else that's from perspective. Any suggestions or anything before we maybe go ahead and adjourn this call?
Just one very quick question. There was talk of a mailing list being formed for this group. I haven't seen one. If it has been,
I think it's almost
created.
Done. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, say that again.
Gisela created it for us, and it should be, I think she sent it out this morning, so it should be in your inbox.
Okay, I haven't seen it, but maybe I missed it.
Yeah,
I'll make sure I capture it in the meeting minutes when I send that out. You'll get it soon.
Okay.
Mikey, Richard, or Mike, any other comments? And then I guess we can just close the call, because I don't have anything else to add at this point.
Yeah, it's Mikey, just apologies for a little turbulence. That's typical on projects when you hang out with me, but I think in a week we'll be back on the beam. Thanks, Barry.
All right, no apologies needed from my perspective, so... I think we're all after the same thing. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody's time. Sorry, this is short and a little misguided. So I'll send out some brief meeting minutes and queue up for next week's call if we do choose to have it over the list. At this point in time, let's still pretend that we are going to have it. and look forward to seeing some of the materials from the Mike clan. So thank you very much, and I'll see you guys next week.
Okay. Thanks, folks.
All right, cheers.
See ya.
Thanks,
folks.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Zupke, are you still on?
I am.
I don't have your phone number, so do you just pick off any one of my emails and call me on that number on the bottom. We'll carry on from here.
All right, sounds good.
Cool. Thanks. Bye.